Oh, hey boy. You look confused. What's wrong, huh? Oh, me? Well, I'm ahead in class, so I thought I'd start working on a new hypnoscript. Yeah, hypnosis. What? You remember, don't you? I thought you said it was one of the perks of being my roommate. Free hypnosis. And the petting. No? Really? Oh, come on, boy, you're going to offend me at this rate. I mean, you definitely knew all about it last night. Hey, if anything, I should be confused, seeing you standing up on two legs like that. Why don't you let yourself drop whatever you were thinking and come sit? Right here, boy. There you go. I meant in the chair. But if you feel more comfortable down on the ground, I guess that's your choice to drop further than you expected. Are you sure you can't remember what it's like to be hypnotized? I mean, you seem so confused right now, so you might be. Never mind. It's okay, you can stay further down where you belong. That's it, boy. And listen, ears perked up. Good. You're doing so well. And you might have noticed how easy it becomes to pay attention to what I'm saying when you're down there, looking up at me. So warm and comforting, so familiar to be treated this way and sink in your mind when I say, sit, you drop to the floor and stay paying attention. Ears perked. Isn't that right, boy? Of course it is. Have some head pats and notice how it feels so good. Even just imagining my hand on your head, petting your thoughts free from the control of your conscious mind. And it's not like you'd lean into that feeling more and more as I pet and rub your head clean of every bit of clarity, creating confusion to ripple around and rebound every time you sit and drop down to the ground without thinking and accepting it quickly without knowing why it feels so normal now. When you wake up, come on, boy, snap out of it. What's going on with you anyway? Do you want me to explain how this hypnosis works, or maybe you'll just let it happen automatically? It means it's your choice. But you look confused, boy, tilting your head like such a dumb. Why am I calling you boy? Oh, still can't work it out, huh? You must sink back deeply down faster than you might suspect. I'm calling you boy because of how you respond when I say, sit and drop. Deeper, but stay listening for the patterns that pull you down closer and closer to where you belong at my feet in your mind while your body becomes so loose and malleable. More, when you lose the thoughts that held you together. Petting them away now with my hand on your head, rubbing, patting, scratching. And it's so easy to lean into these petting feelings of thoughts fading, connections splintering, fibers falling apart. As everything about you begins to become so open, automatically, easier to change when your sense of self slips away.